It's Beat, it's a Sunday. You are listening to the Sunday Grill, and let's talk toilets because the search to find Ireland's best public loo has been launched. So let's make the business that gets this award be one that's in the southeast. Well, Dina Rod, the drainage experts, are urging owners of laudable lavatories everywhere to enter them in the nationwide competition that will see one publicly usable loo take the national title and assume the super loo throne. So if you have a particularly beautiful toilet situation in a petrol station or a sweet smelling salon in the local chipper, now is your time to shine. Barry Benson is the managing director of Dina Rod, and he joins me this morning on the Sunday Grill with more. You're very welcome, Barry.
Hi, Orla. Thanks for having me on.
I love this because I think, as you know, there's not a lot of public toilets around Ireland, is there? So you kind of get to know the way of the land. Like, I love a hotel toilet, especially one that's near the reception, so they don't ask you where you're going. And I love the Brown Thomas toilets as well. So this is something I think about a lot.
Absolutely. No, and I'm the same. It's funny, when we were talking about this, we all had to name our favourite toilets, and I'm the exact same like that, hotel toilets. And I've been lucky enough to work over the years in the Shelbourne Hotel.
Oh.
And the toilet in the Shelbourne Hotel is really nice.
Wow, that is second to none, I'd say.
And it's downstairs away from reception, so you're not covering your head or eyes as you're walking past reception just to use the toilet. So it's a lovely one, yeah.
I'm a little bit secretive about my favourite toilets. I think, you know, it's something you have to keep close to your chest, but you don't in Dina Rod.
No, we don't. I mean, we've been unblocking drains and toilets for nearly 50 years now, so we've seen the good, the bad and the ugly, and we've come across everything in terms of different types of toilets, particularly in the public space. So, as I said, we have seen the good, the bad and the ugly. And really, that's what we wanted to do here, is we're on a mission to find Ireland's best public loo. And we're very serious about it. And so it's a really fun thing to do. And so far, we've been overwhelmed with the amount of feedback we've got and the different kind of pictures and stuff that we've got back in. We've had toilets, urinal bowls shaped as a tulip. So we've been very surprised at the feedback so far.
Okay, and this competition was initiated in the 90s, the Super Loo competition, by Dina Rod. Who won back then?
It was in 1992, and the winners were the Slieve Russell Hotel in Cavan.
Okay, good stuff.
We had a silver service to celebrate the win. We had a silver service dinner in the ladies' toilet. So that was very interesting.
And well, that was well before social media. That would have done very well back then.
It would. We don't plan on doing that this time around. It certainly would have done well on social media then. Yeah,
it really would. So, you know, you're not looking for the plushest, or tell us what the criteria is.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's 12 criteria, and they're ranging from cleanliness, comfort, smell, accessibility, even to the point of toilet paper quality. Okay. And yes, ploy levels matter. I'm being told that single ploy means you're on thin ice.
Okay, so, of course.
We have taken everything into consideration, hand drying facilities, and just the overall experience. 12 criteria, and it ranges from everything.
Okay. But are you looking for quirkiness or charm? Does that kind of come into the mix?
It does, yeah. Quirkiness, charm, fun. I suppose cleanliness is the big one.
Okay.
Listen, we all use public toilets, and at the outset of the call, myself and yourself are chatting about the need to use public toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Cleanliness is a big one. Comfort, they're really, really important. And I suppose smell as well. The overall quirkiness and fun side of it is definitely going to be taken into consideration.
Well, if someone has a tulip-shaped urinal, as you said, that's one that you'll remember. And I think when we think public toilets, we possibly think, you know, garages and, you know, hotels, like we were saying. But it's not just that, like cinemas and coffee shops, libraries, anything that's a business really can be nominated.
Absolutely, yeah. Shopping centres, you name it, any public toilet whatsoever. It can be wide ranging. It can be from cinemas to coffee shops, which I know a lot of your listeners, like myself, love our coffee and would usually be in coffee shops. Absolutely, coffee shops to cinemas to hotels, everything, right across the board.
Can the public nominate a business?
Oh, they can. Absolutely, okay. Yeah. They log on to superloo.ie. You nominate your favourite loo, and the closing date for it is Friday the 17th of July.
Okay, so it's not just the business nominating themselves. Good stuff. Now, what does the business win if they win, apart from being called the best toilet in Ireland?
We will erect a golden plaque in the toilet to say that you have won the Superloo 2026.
Okay.
And that can be proudly shown off wherever you want it in the toilet. And obviously, there will be the publicity side of it as well. We'll make sure to put it out there across a number of social networks and make it publicly aware who are the winners.
Okay. And do the whole anonymous adjudicator type thing, or how do people decide?
Absolutely.
All right.
We have got a panel and we've a panel of expert judges, and that's made up of people who've been working in the drainage industry for a number of years. Again, as I said at the outset, who have seen the good and the bad and the ugly. So who better to make the decision than those guys?
I think it's a bit too early on a Sunday morning to ask what sort of the ugly they have seen in the past. I can only imagine I've been to some awful toilets on the road in my time.
Oh yes, I have. I'm over 25 years here, and I have seen some really bad sights.
In businesses, like people who aren't really prioritising a public toilet.
Yeah, well, it's been a mixture of both in businesses, and unfortunately, with public toilets, you're relying on the public to keep the toilets clean as well.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's so true.
And that's one of the things that we see a lot of the time when we go into and work in public toilets is, with the best will in the world of the businesses to try to keep the upkeep of the toilets good, you're relying on the public to make sure that they leave it in a toilet in the way they left it.
Yeah.
Which unfortunately isn't always the case, but we have been in certain circumstances where the businesses haven't looked after the toilets neither, and so again, that's where I refer to the good, bad and ugly.
Let's leave it there. Well, listen, if you frequent a public toilet that you just think is fabulous for all the reasons that you think, be it anything from the hygiene products that they provide, how easy it is to use, how clean it is, and as Barry said, their ply level of toilet paper, which is always important, well, then you can go to Dina Rod's specially created website. It is superloo.ie, and the closing date for applications is Friday the 17th of July. So if you think you have a toilet that could become the 2026 Superloo title, then superloo.ie is the place to go. And before you go, Barry, is the Schlieve Russell the only other place that has this plaque?
It is.
So you're bringing it back.
That's the only time we ran it. So we're bringing it back after a number of years.
Yeah.
We're hoping to do this on a yearly basis, or certainly a regular basis. So
okay,
hopefully over the next couple of years, there'll be a lot more plaques out there.
Brilliant stuff. Well, superloo.ie, if you've been heading to beaches even, there's lots of beaches with public toilets. Do you think they deserve this accolade? Well, as I said, superloo.ie, and that closing date is July 17th. That is Barry, and Barry is the Managing Director of Dina Rod. That's how important this competition is, Barry, that you as the Managing Director is the person talking about it, the spokesperson.
Absolutely.
I hope you're having good crack with it anyway.
Oh, we are absolutely, and the feedback, as I said, has been brilliant, and everyone is engaged in it, so it's been great.
Great stuff. Barry Benson from Dina Rod, to the Managing Director, thanks a million for talking to us about the Superloo competition.
Thanks, Orla.